Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me today. It's my pleasure, as always. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and that's where you can find our show and all the different things that we do here. And, of course, our knowledge base is askjim.biz.biz, and that's where you can get small business answers now. Peter Sheehan is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. He's the author of a book called Flip: How to Turn Everything You Know on Its Head and Succeed Beyond Your Wildest Imaginings. And Peter is globally recognized as a leading expert in workforce trends and generational change. And boy, howdy, I can't wait to talk to him about this. Peter, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. I was telling the audience that you're just a young pup.
Yeah, I'm technically a member of what you would probably call millennials in America, so I'm 28 years old.
Tell the audience, when I'm millennial, is that like, are you guys wedged between the Gen X and the Gen Ys, or are you...
No. Gen Y is basically the same. It just, maybe the definition starts a little earlier. So,
but Gen Y, I thought Gen Y was younger than you.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Now, what millennials means is you're likely to graduate from high school around the start of or after the start of the new millennium.
So I'm with you.
I barely even fit that definition. I'm a Gen Y. Gen Y, millennials, is an interchangeable term, really.
Yeah, okay. All right, I see what you're saying. Okay, now, you have your own perspective of how to look at the 21st century. Do you think your perspective is consistent with other people in your generation?
No, but it comes from the research we've done looking at both the demands from Generation Y as a customer, but also the demands from staff. So I've been working with companies not just here in America but around the world, looking at the issue of generational change and the impact it has on business models, leadership style, etc. And so much of the things that we thought were generational differences are in fact across the board. So in other words, the demands and expectations have trended upwards. So for instance, if you look at, say, successful products with young people like the iPod, and you go, well, what made them successful? And you'd say, well, the iTunes iPod combination is what's made it so phenomenal, and that's based around ease of use and quality of design. Now, quality of design and ease of use is not just something that's going to make your product or your service attractive to young people. That's going to make your product or service attractive across the board. So Flip aims to unpack what are the major trends that are starting to move mainstream in business today, and how does not just a small or medium business, but a big business too, how would we respond to that?
Okay, and so, see, I remember, I'm not so old that I don't remember when my generation was, teenagers and early 20s, and I remember the impact we had on the marketplace, on the things that we demanded and those kinds of things. And, how do you think that's different from today? Is one generation's demands of the marketplace different from the other? I mean, isn't it just that the products are changing?
Well, it depends. You've got both supply-side innovation, which is products changing in response to a competitive market, and you also have demand-side innovation, where you have the customer making very specific demands about the experience that they're looking for. Mm-hmm. But the real, there's two differences between, Jim, when your generation would have entered the consumer market and the labor market and today's. Number one is purchasing power.
Yeah, so we didn't have any money, Peter.
No, and the
estimate... I'm serious. I'm serious. We did, well, compared to the kids these days, we were broke.
Well, Jim, I was about to say, we don't have any money either, mate. We're spending yours.
So, good point.
Deloitte.
I want some of it back, by the way, Peter.
Yeah. I say spend the kids' inheritance.
Go ahead.
Deloitte just did a study on this, and by the turn of this decade, the purchasing power of Generation Y in America will be $2.45 trillion. Now, that is $500 million more than the baby boomers come 2010, 2012.
So, folks, that's about 14% of the GDP, U.S. GDP, something like that.
Yeah, it's lots.
Doing the quick math.
Yeah, and the so the
and let me back up and put that in perspective. That's only slightly less than the entire impact of healthcare on the U.S. economy. So just to kind of use those as parallels. Yeah. That's a lot of money.
That's not a bad comparison. And to compare it to generations, even now with the baby boomers baby boomers and up holding about 80% of the wealth in America,
as it should be, Peter.
Yeah, well, you've earned your stripes and you've paid your dues, but you'll spend $500 million less than Gen Y will. So this is going to be the big market for America in the next 5 years. And the time to get ready, the time to get your brand, your service offering, your product offering matching this group isn't in 5 years' time. It's today.
Right.
And Flip is about what business models, where are your sources of competitive advantage going to come from for this, not just this group, but across the mainstream market as well.
But is it really possible for a guy like me, who's got a little frost on the, you know, on the chimney, to be able to market to these young people? I mean, what do I got to do? Don't I need to hire some young people to help me with that?
It could certainly help, but there's no reason. You know, there are plenty of. I'm not going to guess how old you are, Jim, but let's just say 40-year-olds.
I'm at least that old. I have closed that old.
let's just say that plenty of more mature business people have all the. Generation Y aren't from another planet. I mean, they're humans, and at the deep level.
Sometimes when we employ them, we get the idea that they are.
Well, I haven't even got into the employment side.
I know. We're going to do that in the next segment. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I don't. The basic fundamentals of business are fundamentals of business. So a good quality product, which is fast from a service perspective, but is fairly priced. Now, that doesn't mean cheap. It just means high perceived value. They're the basics in they're the basics in any market. So that's what we call in Flip fast, good, cheap, pick three.
And go ahead.
Yeah, you go, Jim.
Go ahead.
Well, and then you need to add something additional for these guys that's going to, I would use the word float their boat. So it's no longer enough just to have a really good quality product that's well-priced, that you make it to market quickly enough, meaning you service the market quickly enough, because that's, everyone's doing that today.
Right.
It's about, does it make me feel cool? Does it make me feel
important? And that's the part that I think I probably need help with.
Well, you could totally employ some young people. There's
that's the thing. And listen, I do. I mean, you know, everything we do around here drops through a filter of a couple of 25-year-olds. Stand by, Peter. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Peter Sheehan. He's the author of Flip. I want to talk about what this generation and my generation are going to do to each other in the future from a standpoint of working together as employees, employers, that kind of thing. Either way, by the way, either direction. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurt your head. We're back. It's 23 out of the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me and visiting with our good friend Peter Sheehan. Peter leads a multi-million-dollar consulting practice where he works with large companies, and from time to time he hangs out with me so he can tell us about how to apply what he knows, what he's learned about the marketplace, so we can apply this to what you and I do, small business owners, and our small businesses. The book is called Flip, and Sheehan is spelled S-H-E-A-H-A-N, and Sheehan with an A in the middle there. And Peter, tell us, the books, I'm sure, is available wherever books are sold around here.
Yeah, it's officially launched in North America tomorrow. So at Barnes & Noble, Borders, you'll be able to get it online as well. It's definitely well worth a read.
And tell us, you got your own website where we can find more about it?
Yeah, petersheehan.com.
Okay.
That's PETERSHEAHAN.com.
All right, so check that out when you get a chance. Okay, we were talking earlier, Peter, about the young people, the younger generations, that Gen X, Gen Y, in the marketplace as consumers. But where I think the real stress is these days, Peter, is when we employ them. And when people my age, you know, baby boomers, employ the young people. And it's not that way in every case, but one of the things I've noticed is the ability to motivate the young generation. When I was a pup, Peter, there wasn't any problem motivating me, because I was motivated from, you know, to leave home and get a job. And I was my generation, basically, we took orders when we were given orders. And this younger generation, they're a little bit different.
Well, there's two things you've just tapped on. One is parental styles, and second is necessity. So, Jim, when you entered the workforce, and you, if you got a good job in a good business, even if it was a small business,
yep,
you would have been grateful for the opportunity.
Absolutely, and I'd never have to go home.
No, you'd put your head down under the radar,
yes,
you would pay your dues and slowly work,
yes,
your way up.
Exactly.
Today, they don't feel like they're grateful for the opportunity because they got five offers and they picked the one they liked the most.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing to realize around generational change in the labor market is that it's always a reflective of the labor market conditions more broadly than it is just psychographic differences, as in, wow, I see the world differently to you. It's as much about the fact that there's so much opportunity out there for these guys right now. Now, even in the current climate where in America we're talking about, you know, potential recession slowing down, and even though Generation Y are a pretty big generation in the U.S. compared to relative sizes of the generation in other countries, it's still a pretty good time to be entering the labor market.
Yes, it is.
If you add that to, say, a parental style that was go, do, be, achieve whatever you like, don't
right,
let people push you around, you're number one, you're special, you're smart.
You're special even though you might not have been excellent.
No. You get a trophy,
yeah,
for showing up.
Yeah, exactly.
So you add that kind of conditioning to that kind of labor market and you have a pretty demanding group of people. But having said that, if you can engage them, these guys are phenomenal. The way they think, the way they approach the world. I mean, they are, you know, what I would call flip stars. They are flip stars, almost bred to be flip stars. They
but
see
it's almost like we need an interpreter, though. You know, we need somebody
standing in the
breach.
No, you don't. See, that's the problem. We think we need tips and techniques. I could give you 300 tips and techniques, Jim, and you could go and take it to the 25-year-olds in the back of your studio now making this show happen, and they would just feel, it would feel inauthentic and unreal and unmeaningful. Humans are humans, and authentic communication is authentic communication. Here's
So it's official. The Gen X and the Gen Y generations are really human. They're not Martians.
Exactly. And you don't need some wacky technique. Let me give you the rub. Particularly as a small business owner, I think you have a better opportunity than a big business to engage and motivate this
generation.
I agree with that. Because they're just looking for a sense of meaning in their work. Sure, they want to get paid well. They want
to. They'll find more of it in a small business than they will in a big business.
Exactly, because you're not just a number sort of hidden somewhere. You're a crucial part of what gets done. But if the problem with small businesses, Jim, is we spend so much time doing our work, that is the operational part of what we do. We're spending no time engaging with, talking with, developing, nurturing, recognizing, motivating our staff because we're too busy doing the damn work ourselves.
Right.
You need
to
find that balance between how much do I rely on my staff to get done and how much do I do myself. And if you're a self-confessed control freak on a power trip, you're never going to engage these guys because you think it's all about you when they think it's all about them.
Right. Well, you know, one thing that I'm a little concerned about is, and I speak to young people from time to time during the year, Peter, and I bring up two things. It's a little touchy subject sometimes, but I bring these two things up, and I ask the young people to think about. And I say, when you're thinking about the older generations, learn how to show a little gratitude and learn how to show a little respect. I think that'll go a long way towards bringing the generations together. What do you think about that, Peter?
Well, I think it's a useful skill for managing up is what I think about that, Jim. I've met people in business that, you know, the old saying, I've got 35 years experience, and they really haven't. They've got one, they've just done it 35 times. And I run a business, I have 20 staff, and I've got to tell you, there's no substitute for experience. You've either been there, done it, or you haven't. And I think people that have been there, done it, deserve some kudos for having been there, done that. But it doesn't mean that the ideas that they've had, the approaches that they've adopted to date, need to be the right approaches and ideas moving forward.
Peter, I got to wrap it up. Will you come back another day?
Anytime, mate.
I'd love to have you back on the show. I got some more questions for you. We got more stuff to work out here.
All right.
The book is called Flip.
Tell the listeners can buy Flip, and it's got plenty of this and more in it.
A lot of good stuff, folks, or he wouldn't be on the show. Peter Sheehan, book is called Flip. Stay with me. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.